Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 151.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company, powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Viceley. Do you want to maximize the value of each visit to your store, both for the business and for the site visitor? Of course you do. Then look no further than Viceley, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify merchants at every stage of their business lifecycle trust Viceley, from businesses that are just starting out to established brands with nine figures in annual sales. With Viceley, you will build a tailored user experience by adding personalized product touchpoints at every stage of the visitor journey on your Shopify store. Viceley's enterprise-grade tools like one-on-one, real-time personalization, A/B testing, predictive search, dynamic filters, and merchandising will ensure that your store visitors see the right products at the right time, which will boost critical metrics such as average order value and conversion rate. With Viceley's post-purchase and email recommendations, you will also drive repeat visits and sales by turning one-time buyers into repeat customers, which increases your lifetime value and your brand loyalty all in the same process. You can also get access to Viceley's best-in-class white glove support and customization services. Use their pre-built and custom widgets, search results, collection filters, and pages. Everything works together as far as building your brand experience perfectly. And all of this with blazingly fast response times too. So don't leave revenue on the table and don't waste the opportunity to convert visitors into loyal customers. Start today and find out how much Viceley will benefit your Shopify business. Head on over to Viceley.io or search for Viceley in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're ambitious and a lifelong learner, then this is the right place to be today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream a current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, I'm delighted to have two guests. Pretty rare. Usually, my interview shows are usually only with one founder, but today I'm excited to have two. One is a founder, his name is Offer, of a company called Okiano, that's O-K-I-A-N-O, and Anthony, who is the head of PPC, so paid acquisition and customer operations for Okiano. So it's exciting to have both on today because I think they both bring unique context to their platform. The Okiano solution, really, they've developed some really interesting AI, this artificial intelligence, some technology. And what it does is it helps Shopify brands to get on the first page of Google. It is a very interesting conversation. There's a ton of learnings. I kind of prepped a few questions ahead of time because I want to make sure that we share the value of the software solution, why they built it, and the technology behind it, and maybe in a few case studies that we can squeeze out by the end of the show of success, what it looks like to use the Okiano platform. So hi, Offer, and hi, Anthony. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. And I know there are time zones. That's the great thing about doing a podcast. Even though it's super early in the morning for me-ish, mid-afternoon and late evening for others. But you know what? Where there's talent and where there's technology, we have to be there and we have to interview and we have to kind of share the value of what these different platforms can offer for Shopify brands. So let's talk first, maybe offer, can you talk, since it's your company and you've been part of the founding team, can you talk maybe on a high level first about, and I mentioned a bit at the top of the show, but what does Okeano do and what problems does it solve for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again, Steve. This is a pleasure talking about that. I think that perhaps the biggest challenge for online e-commerce retailers after having set up their store and taking care of the supply is creating the demand. They need to bring in traffic of interested shoppers that will increase sales and volume and still be profitable. So there are many factors that makes this a complicated task. Unlike a brick and mortar store in a shopping mall where everybody knows where it is, on the internet, there is a huge, ever-growing competition with large number of e-commerce retailers in every category. All are competing for the same audience, which is the online shopper, and all strive to get to the first page to increase their chance of making a sale and actually be visible for those online shoppers. What we do in Okeano is developing an AI technology that automates the entire advertising process on Google in such a way that drives lower click costs and better placement through a constant continuous optimization of the campaign quality score. This leads to lower click cost, and for that, the ROAS, the return on investment, is improving, and so those online e-commerce retailers can be more profitable and grow their sales.
I know we're going to dig into some of the specific tactics about how the technology works. I know I ran the tool through a couple brands that I manage, and I think even our demo that you shared a month back, it was pretty powerful that there's no way, and I know for a fact Anthony's going to get into this, but there's just no way possible to do this by hand, and the benefits of utilizing technology to create, well, first of all, to understand the market that you're involved in and the keywords that could potentially drive traffic to your collections and product pages and landing pages. So there's that part of the technology of understanding your business. But then the other part is, instead of fighting all the most aggressive keywords in these head terms, there's ways of expanding very wide with a large amount of ads in Google that allow you to be more competitive and find these almost hidden gems, these low-hanging fruits, or people that aren't using them as much, where the cost per click is significantly lower. So I don't want to take away the thunder from Anthony, but so let's maybe talk quickly about the founder's journey, because I think that's one thing that I believe sets the stage a bit. So I understand the problems that you're solving, and that completely makes sense. Let's talk about the journey of actually wanting to build this technology, because it fascinates me that, why you'll build what they build. So maybe you can share some details on, just on the founder's journey, and maybe what kind of uniquely positions the team, I guess, to have the desire and then have the expertise to even create this platform.
Well, we actually started out designing and building a different product. It was an e-commerce marketplace where we allowed people to list products they wanted to sell. This is when we realized that the biggest challenge for us and for our customers is the marketing of these products. It occurred to us that, even the excellent PPC experts, they have their methods and strategies to bring relevant shoppers, as otherwise retailers can find themselves spending money without actually making any sales. Both myself and my other founder partner, we're both coming from a computer science background. Ilan, our other founder, was an Israeli Defense Force computer expert, and myself with a strong background in AI, as I did my PhD in AI and machine learning. And we both also had a lot of experience in working closely with excellent PPC experts like Anthony here, who's got ton of experience in driving retail PPC to excellent performance results, we realized that we can implement advanced technologies to help online stores stand out when competing on the shopper's attention. We then created a prototype and ran a pilot with some of the users of our marketplace. and the results were practically amazing. So at this point, we decided that we're going to be focusing only on building this technology and created what is now the only AI robot in the market capable of creating and managing a Google Ads search campaign from the start to finish, even writing the ads, the creative, finding the relevant keywords, creating hundreds and sometimes even thousands of ads and thousands of keywords, A/B testing them against each other and optimizing the campaign quality score to lower the bid cost and improve the impression share.
Let's pivot over to Anthony, because I think we're going to get into some of the, I'm going to call it the brass tacks, but getting really into the nitty gritty of the tactical side of the business. And so let's talk about maybe some of the assets that maybe a Shopify brand would obtain. Let's say they're starting out and they're going to start using the Okeano service for their brand. They can see the benefits of having machine learning and some AI and, you know, and casting a much wider net, so to speak. Can you dig into a little bit about maybe what are some of these tangible assets that are available to Shopify brands if they choose the Okeano platform?
Well, the tangible assets are really all the assets that a store would want in order to get advertised on Google. So we provide them with all the essentials. We provide them with campaigns. We provide them with original creatives, which of course compose as part of their ads, the keywords, and we also provide, whether that's tangible or intangible is of course questionable, but a very professional management service. And that service helps them with scaling and improving their activity. And also all the kind of technical problems that a lot of stores are facing when they start out on Google. So making sure that the tracking is in place, ensuring that, you know, new promotions are always kind of pushed out to the market. You know, setting up a Google Ads campaign, it's quite complicated, or to do it well, in any case, it's quite complicated. It requires quite a significant effort in terms of conducting the keyword research, also identifying which parts of your website, which landing pages you decide to promote. And of course, you need to write relevant and attractive creatives, which are going to attract only the relevant interested shoppers to your store. So there's quite a lot to think about. And here we provide them a kind of an all-encompassing advertising package, something which we find helps both established stores and also starting stores get started on Google Ads and start to compete quite quickly in the e-commerce market.
That's what I was going to ask, because I think those listening today, I think there's a very diverse range of entrepreneurs. There's some people that are, I would say, wantrepreneurs. So they're like looking to get into e-commerce and they want to open a Shopify store and get started. So there's those types of people listening today. There's also people in the mid-market and there's people in the enterprise side of the business. So are you able to maybe talk about a little bit about maybe what you believe the differences are, or if there is, between maybe a startup company and an established brand when it comes to Google Ads and just new customer acquisition?
For me, what I find it quite interesting is that in the online market, whether you're an established brand or you're a startup, you know, if you play your cards right, you can almost be treated as an equal. Now, the good news, if you want to create an online brand today, is it's easier and it's, of course, a lot less expensive than, let's say, creating a brick and mortar brand. We believe at Okeano that even the newest of startups can compete at the same time as the biggest brands. So what distinguishes those startups which do succeed in competing against the brands from those who don't is the content of your ads, the promotions that your store has, and of course the space that you take up on the results page. These are critical factors which can be the make or break as to what into, you know, deciding as to whether or not you drive interested users to your website. Now, once they get to your website, it's really kind of your mission to make those visitors convert. We're experts at bringing quality traffic, but it's up to the store owners, whether it's a startup or an established brand, to make really a good value proposition, to provide a value proposition that's very visible and evident throughout the entire user journey. Now, evidently, a recognized brand name is very helpful, both online and offline. And for that reason, brands should always be striving to create and leverage their name recognition. And one of the ways to elevate your brand name recognition is, of course, to be present in as many search results as possible whenever a search is made for a product that your brand is selling.
And that would be in the niche or the category you're involved in as part of it. And then so you want to be part of that conversation around your brand name and the range of products that you sell. So I was thinking about the whole idea of these search engine, I'm going to call it SEM, but the search engine marketing kind of campaigns, since you're in the weeds a lot with a lot of brands, like, are there any key points that a brand needs to consider when they're running an SEM campaign?
From my experience, running an SEM campaign requires constant attention. You cannot assume that creating and running a campaign is kind of a one-off effort. You need to constantly monitor the performance of each of your selected keywords, their search volume, the first page bid, also the competition, the CTR, the time spent on the site, all of these different factors in order to know if it's even worthwhile bidding on them in the first place. And moreover, it's critical to keep testing keywords, audiences, and all the available marketing channels that are offered by Google. Now, not only do these retailers have to be creative at all times and optimize their website and PPC campaigns daily, but you need to consider that a large number of competitors are also going to make your cost click go up and possibly even your profits go down. So it's crucial that the campaigns are optimized and that new keywords and ads are constantly tested in order for your brand to remain competitive in this market.
And so it's interesting. So that, you know, so once Okeano does, I guess, the initial work, I know there's some ongoing research that's being done by adding and pausing and replacing, adding more ad copy, and just really trying to cast this wider net based on some success. But I'm just curious on your end, like, it seems a little bit overwhelming for somebody who's new, but then having technology to understand where the sweet spot is. So maybe we can talk just briefly about what happens when somebody onboards with Okeano. You add your website, does it crawl the website, and is there a keyword cloud that's created? And then how do we figure out where a brand fits in Google Sphere? And then I'm not necessarily asking for the secret sauce of like how Okeano works, but something's going on in the background to understand that, you know, this brand X over here is in the shoe market or the sneaker market for millennials or Gen Ys, and you're like, okay, well, this is what they sell. How does Okeano like understand all of that?
We developed a unique concept for advertising e-commerce stores that has, you know, multiple, many different products. I mean, if you look at the solutions that are given today, companies are either advertising their brand, which means like if I'm selling shoes, they may be advertising the fact that you can buy the best or the lowest cost shoes in their store. So it's kind of a brand level campaigns. And the other type is similar to the shopping campaigns, which is a product one-to-one. So if somebody is searching for a particular Nike running shoe, then in Google Shopping, the person who searches for a running shoe will see the picture, will click on the ad, and will arrive at the landing page which contains this particular product. Because we're using AI to understand, use natural language processing to understand what's in every product description and what in every different product category, our system is capable of clustering and classifying your website products into families of products. And then system creates different ads and assigns different keywords to landing pages which are selected within the website using all kinds of website tools like search and filters. I will try to explain a little bit more. It's like, think about a situation where you have like a shoe store with 100 shoes and maybe divided into 10 categories like running shoes and dress shoes, etc. And then maybe some filters like colors and size. There are actually hundreds, maybe thousands of different combinations to advertise your 100 shoe e-commerce website. because you can bring into all of the running shoes, size 8 for women, or all the dress shoes, size 11 for men, etc. And so the system does that, all that automatically, creates all those ads. And then when advertising, it points the ads onto those landing pages and is testing all those different ads and keywords within the campaigns in such a way that the entire story is covered. So this is one advantage that only a machine can do. We cannot expect any PPC expert to go through such an effort to produce a campaign. The other side is also the fact that our system is actually engaging in an API integration with the Google Ads system. Our technology can verify for every keyword what will be the bid, what would be the first page bid for that, what is the search volume for such a keyword, what is the competition on such a keyword. So taking all those inputs and factors into account can help us prioritize which campaigns will go first and where will the marketing dollars will be spent first to see that we generate good results in this A-B testing, because eventually we can't do A-B testing on thousands of ads. So that's the other side of the technology.
I'm just thinking out loud here about ownership of the ad accounts, because I do get feedback from brands that I manage where a lot of times when agency partners get involved, sometimes they have their own proprietary kind of technology for ads management and just trying to get performance out of the campaigns that they're responsible for. Sometimes sometimes they get paid based on the success of campaigns. But I know that Okeano does things quite a bit differently. So are you able to maybe just share a couple, I guess I'm going to call them like key value points. Like if someone comes on board, they add the Okeano app. I understand why you're building it, but like who owns the assets and what's the ongoing relationship like once the app is installed?
We believe that every retailer should have the right to be on the first page of Google, and we are trying to help them get there. And doing that by giving access to all of our customers to high quality ads and associated keywords. All of the assets that we build for our customers are being created on our customer accounts. So all of the campaigns are created in their Google Ads account. So they remain, even if they disengage from us, they can continue to manage the Google Ads campaigns. All the lists of keywords, the negative keywords and positive keywords and everything that are optimally related to their store products are as well loaded to their Google Ads account. These keywords can serve for SEM, so search engine marketing, but also can be copied and used for SEO to increase their organic results. The ads, the actual ads with the excellent creative that our machine is creating, are being also made available for the brands, for our customers to use. We also create retargeting campaigns that are critical for increasing sales and improving ROAS. On top of all of that, we provide our customers with support from PPC experts. You know, they can take this advice, they can use it ongoing, and this knowledge remains with them, and we can help them even manage their own campaigns if they want to do that.
No, this is great. This is great news, because I think that's the key that I see is that, you know, once you start with Okeano, you know, the assets that are created belong to the brand. And I think that's great. And then just continuing on with that relationship as needed to make sure that these campaigns are fine-tuned and A-B tested and expanded, because I'm sure, you know, some brands have seasonality, different SKUs come in. It's very, very interesting that you offer that sort of thing. Another thing to think about too is that a lot of times from what I've learned over the years is that sometimes going to a product details page isn't necessarily the best page to go to. It really depends on the type of ad you're creating and what you're trying to achieve out of it. If it's just an awareness campaign or is it a conversion campaign? If it's conversion, do you really want to go to the product page? Maybe not. Maybe there's not enough info there, but maybe there's some landing page and there's some great landing page tools and things available. So it sounds like as more of an ongoing relationship, there's some opportunity to work with a PPC expert to kind of talk about landing page optimization and trying to figure out, yes, these are all the keywords and this is all the ad creative and here's where it's currently going. But we believe that, you know, making some slight modifications or let's test a few things. Half the traffic of this group of keywords for this shoe is going to the product details page, but the other half is going over to a landing page that's custom created through one of the, you know, a Shogun or a page builder type solution on Shopify. So it's pretty interesting. I want to pivot a little bit over, Anthony, since you're the, kind of the resident expert. I want to understand a little more about what are you mostly excited about with this platform right now? You obviously have done a lot of manual work over the years in PPC, but now when you get a machine and some AI and some technology now behind your day-to-day, just was curious on what's exciting you a lot about this whole industry now.
It's a great question. Well, definitely what you just touched on, I think for me, is a very kind of exciting way to go about things. Typically in the industry, PPC managers do tend to focus a lot on the product page. So this change in strategy for me is very fascinating. And I do find that the results do kind of correlate with this being a good way of driving, you know, interested shoppers to actually completing a purchase. Now, I've created and I've run probably thousands of campaigns in the past for a lot of different varied retailers. So I'm very familiar with the kind of the pain point, you know, when you start researching the niche keywords for different individual stores. And the real challenge in choosing the keywords is in having to ensure that there is relevancy to the keyword, but that the keywords and its expected costs and traffic volumes also take into account the client's budget, what their desired ROAS is, and to, of course, to consider what the level of competition will be on those keywords. So what I particularly like is that Okeano's keyword algorithm, it manages to find the most relevant keywords based on the store's landing pages, and it recommends the keywords that it believes are most likely to achieve the desired ROAS based on the longevity that's afforded to us by the client's budget. That's something which is very important to consider as well. And once these calculations are completed behind the scenes, all the legwork of creating the campaigns and the keywords, the ads, all the kind of manual input is processed for us as PPC managers. And then it's really just a matter of us looking over it and, you know, ensuring that we agree with what the robots have done and giving our approval. So I think for a lot of PPC managers, you know, kind of taking this assistance in making those decisions is really helpful. And it's also saving us a lot of time. It's allowing us to get the ball rolling a lot faster, much more accurately, and of course, on a much larger scale.
So what happens, I guess, after Okeano and the merchant, so the Shopify brand, you make decisions, the AI makes some decisions, some ads are created and keywords are created and they're bundled all up in the right landing pages. And so we're all kind of ready to roll. And so what happens after that now? I guess there's a connection from Okeano directly to the Shopify brand's Google account. So what role moving forward now does Okeano play?
Yeah, well, a really important role, I believe. Once the ads are running, our system doesn't stop there. It's only once the traffic starts to flow that that's where the Okeano system really kind of starts to find its stride. So once the campaigns are running in production, continuous optimizations are made that will, of course, determine whether the advertising is successful or not. Okeano has robots which are making, you know, small and large decisions almost every moment. And these decisions determine, you know, what the eventual cost and the returns will be of the campaigns. In other words, whether the campaign will be successful. So looking at it in a more kind of small detail, what we're looking at are all the different available factors that Google give us. We look at the demographics. We look at the devices that users are using. We look at gender, the age, location. Really, every available metric that is afforded to us is taken into consideration when making those decisions. And utilizing this, Okeano's algorithms are optimizing the bids, changing the keywords, and of course, always kind of fine-tuning different settings when it comes to choosing the right audience. Anyone who's listening to your show and they're familiar with the life cycle of a campaign, it takes a couple of months, around 2 months sometimes, for all the optimization actions to be completed before you start kind of reaching a ROAS goal that you're satisfied with or that is profitable for you. And what I found is that with the help of the Okeano system, this learning period is actually being reduced to a much shorter time. And of course, it does depend on the store that we're working with, but the realization of whether that store can be successful or not, or what, you know, or what is required for it to change, is something that we are able to learn and understand much, much quicker. What this does is it saves our clients a lot of budget and a lot of time in discovering, you know, what their potential is in the online market.
I like the idea of saving some money, because that was one thing I was thinking of. Was I recorded a podcast a few weeks back, and one of the agency partners' comments was, both Facebook and Google, it appears, based on what's natively available in most of these ads managers, these accounts to go in to create ads, that it seems like it's almost like two machines are kind of fighting each other. You have brand A over here and brand B over here, and whatever the optimization goals are, I mean, they're not going to auto-generate keywords for you and create, you know, and recommend landing pages and the creative. And so I get all that benefit when it comes to Okeano, but it's just interesting. I just would love your just a quick quiff on that, your insight as to, you know, you got machines fighting each other, and you kind of, I'd say set it and forget it, but you kind of have a daily budget, and then you just kind of let Google kind of manage your money on your behalf to try to get a ROAS that makes sense for you, which I think a lot of people listening, if you've done paid acquisition, that's kind of how things are done even today. You say, hey, I have $5,000 to spend this month, divide it up, day part it accordingly, but okay, Google, go to it based on the campaigns you've created. But then you're suggesting that, you know, after the initial work that Okeano does, it's just a different beast than letting Google make all the decisions on your campaigns. It's now you're having the Okeano make decisions. So just would love to hear your insight on that.
I think that Google, of course, have their own learning process, and they're constantly making recommendations which impact the health score of the campaign. But what we found is that often some of these recommendations, and, you know, I don't want to speak badly about Google, some of these recommendations actually only end up driving the cost per click even higher, and can kind of stifle a little bit the impression share and consequently the conversion rate. What we do is we are taking all the available metrics that are current to us, and we're using it to make our own decisions. And often we do try to work with Google, but we found that it's very kind of temperamental. You are able to affect the course of campaigns often. So that's something which we're constantly learning. Google, of course, are always changing. And what's important is that we have algorithms which are working in line with Google's system. And that's something which I believe make Okeano quite unique.
Yeah, I just want to say it's also important to understand that we work together with Google. I mean, we do have engineers in Google that are dedicated to help us work their system. Because the way it is, because it's so complicated to run successful campaigns on Google, it's actually Google's interest that our system will create happy customers for Google. So our customers are, at the end of the day, Google customers, and we just kind of help Google give or their results to our brand and retailer customers. Everybody wants to win. Google, they have their own competition in the market, so they want to prove that they are good for the retailers. The retailers want to make more money, you know, at profit and grow scale sales, so scale up. Having this, our machine in the middle, is actually helping everybody get better results.
I'm going to make a slight pivot to another question that I really love to ask, because I believe a lot of SaaS founders like yourself offer that, you know, that are building technology to really help Shopify brands. I think you're in a unique position. I think you have some early stage brands, mid-market, and some enterprise brands. I think you get to see a pretty wide, you have a very, I don't know, a good vantage point, so to speak. If you were to just maybe give us some high level advice for those listening today, think about the listeners today. There's early, mid, and enterprise people listening today. What do you believe is a great strategy, and what sort of things should they be considering to grow and scale?
Yeah, well, indeed, we do see many differences within our customers of many times, you know, companies selling exactly the same products. One is very successful and the other one is not doing so well. The opportunity of e-commerce is also one of the problems of e-commerce, because people don't know about you unless you communicate to them your presence by digital means. And so eventually what it means is that to drive volume sell, it's a multifaceted effort. You cannot focus only on Google Ads or on shopping ads or Facebook. You need to establish your store as a recognized and trusted brand to your potential buyers or shoppers. You need to have good reviews, to have good presence on social. You need to develop organic presence, which means you need to invest in content and hire professionals to ensure your organic traffic is working for you. This is, of course, also helping you reduce your cost of sales, because many of your sales will also come without a pay-per-click spend. So this is one thing we can see very important. In parallel, people should be working with many different PPC pay-per-click channels to increase the immediate relevant traffic to their website. Paid advertising is also helping organic rank, since in Google search, for example, the organic rank depends on the amount of traffic a certain site, a certain store is receiving. So the more paid traffic you drive into your store, your organic rank is growing accordingly. So Google robots kind of understand that this is an important website, and so they drive more natural organic traffic to your site. So you need to really be using a multi-channel approach, running social, display, search in parallel, and this will help in driving brand recognition and drive sales volume up.
I wrote some notes here because this is you're speaking my language right now. So a very holistic approach, a multi-channel approach. You know, even marketplaces consider, you know, the organic domain authority of content production and being out in social. At the end of the day, I think it's all about brand and building raving fans. And, you know, and then outside of your realm is thinking about the retention strategies. How do we, yes, we acquire a bunch of customers, and then what do we do to maximize lifetime customer value? And that's where retention and loyalty comes into success. And then that is an amazing flywheel, because when you have the retention working, so use Okeano to kind of get rolling, build customers into your pipeline, that's the net new visitors. And now what's the process you have in place to cultivate and nurture and think of the lifetime, but the life cycle of that customer before they churn, and incentivizing these people to bring them back into the fold. You know, that net new profit has, you know, almost a cost per acquisition of zero, because you've already got them the first time. And that's where I think the flywheel really, really, really starts to roll. That's what I teach people. And it's been wildly successful for a lot of Shopify brands that I have that opportunity to chat with. So Offer, let's maybe chat a little bit about the future for the Okeano platform. I know what it can do today. I've had the demos. I said I got brands using it. I'm excited to release this podcast out into the wild, because I believe that there's an opportunity for a lot of brands to use this technology. I know Anthony's probably, his eyes are wide. I'm like, oh, wow, lots of new customers. Yes, new customers are coming, because I believe the word is not out on the street about the fact that this is available. And that's the purpose of this podcast, is say, hey, wait a second, let's pause, let's learn what this technology can do, and let's test it on our store. Let's create a bunch of ads, and let's see what it is. So I'd like to understand more. That's what it does today. What's the future look like? Do you have any North Stars that you could share, or just how are you going to continue to offer value and assistance for Shopify brands?
Yeah, as a technology startup, we see ourselves channeling the winds of change to the e-commerce PPC. We're bringing this new concept, which can manage tons of data. Today, the advertising platform, whether it's Google, Facebook, Amazon, etc., they're all run by AI robots entirely. And so for us, it only makes sense that professional PPC expert will have his own AI robot assisting him with the heavy lifting of, you know, sifting through enormous data in order to optimize and deliver the best results for the retailer. Last year, you know, we were chosen by Shopify as a featured app for the holiday, for the Black Friday and Cyber Monday. We help hundreds of Shopify retailers and startups become successful on Google Search. This year, we intend to expand our technology to Google Shopping and Display Networks to provide a comprehensive solution for the Shopify retailer across all of Google Marketing Network. We think that cracking the Google Marketing Network for a retailer is extremely important. This is where you can really drive volume sales and reduce the cost of sales if done properly. So that's our target.
You shared a lot of knowledge, both you and Anthony, today, more from a business perspective, but then more specifically as it relates to the Okeano project and platform. Are you able to have any share any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Sure, yeah. And I also would like to give the opportunity to Anthony to answer that. But thanks a lot, Steve, for the opportunity to share our vision with you and your audience. For us, I think the main takeaway should be that, yes, it's possible. Substantial revenues at profit from any online store. What you as a store owner need to do is to provide the best user experience to your customers, keep close watch over what the competition is doing, ensure that there are on-site promotions and discounts clearly visible on your website, follow up with emails to the shoppers, and invest in long-term SEO and immediate social and search advertising to drive shoppers to your website. We believe that you need to always check for technology because technology advancements are being made all the time and they can help lower the cost of sales. And it takes time. So you also need to be patient because online success doesn't come overnight. I have a friend who always tells me it takes 5 years to become an overnight success.
I'd argue this podcast is exactly the same thing. When I first started it, there was like 50 listeners. Now there's, 10,000 or 15,000. So it does take time. You just got to stick to it and be consistent. So how can people learn more about the Okeano solution, both the website and the Shopify app?
Yeah, please visit our website. Our website is okeanomarketing.com. We can be found on the Shopify App Store. All you need to do is search for Google Ads or Shopify or Okeano Marketing. Any of these will take you there. You can look for Okeano on Facebook and or on LinkedIn. We're starting to release now YouTube videos. And so I believe searching for Okeano on YouTube, you can also find us there. We have a blog. Any question, naturally, we can also, there are some case studies and Q&A, but naturally we are also available for, conversations. You can schedule a video call with us, and the video call link is on our website, so you can schedule it anytime you of your convenience, and we'd be happy to answer any questions.
Beautiful. And I know we spoke offline before recording today, and I understand that you would like to share an offer for those listening today.
Yeah, we would like to extend a special discount code to anyone interested in trying to use Okeano. So we're offering 50% commission off for the first 3 months for your listeners, Steve. And the benefit of this offer is that your users will have the chance to see the capabilities of Okeano, get really a premium service without paying a premium price. And yeah, we're going to be giving a special giveaway code to your listeners.
Thank you for that, by the way. So I've created a what I call a pretty link. So it's ecommercefastlane.com/Okeano, and that's going to redirect you to the special listener only landing page with that 50% off of the commission deal for 3 months. So that's amazing. Thank you for that, because I think that's a good way for those listening today. If you're doing Google Ads right now, you're not happy with its performance, I think it's certainly worth a test to see the value of what technology can actually do to expand both the number of keywords, and understanding the competitive nature of the keywords that you're trying to attract. I think that's very interesting. So I think getting involved, because I mean, my thought is, and the reason why I'm having both you on the show today is because I don't know what I don't know either. And I'm okay with the fact that it's a life of learning. I think But if you got this far through the podcast, please go to the Shopify App Store and just take a look to see what it can do. It's not going to hurt you to have their AI run through and see what it can find and help build some campaigns for you. So I want to thank you for that. One thing that I think is clear, and you probably both know this, that, you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, it's clear from, you know, both of you and certainly probably the whole Okeano team, you guys really are in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands and, you know, to improve efficiencies and grow revenue and, you know, build lifetime customer loyalty. And I think you have some really exciting technology. That's why I wanted to have you on today, regardless of time zones. I wanted to have you on. And truly, there is an easier and a faster way to advertise on Google. And I know Okeano really will help reach these Google customers, your customers on Google, like at a much lower cost. And this certainly will facilitate a lot higher profit and sales. And, you know, who doesn't want more sales, right? So thanks, Offer. And thanks, Anthony, for, you know, coming on the show today and, you know, sharing both your knowledge, a lot of actionable tactics too about how to use the app and the benefits of it. And, you know, I just want to thank you for giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Pleasure talking to you.
All right. Have yourself a great day. Today's episode is brought to you by Vicely, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify brands use Vicely to grow their businesses, convert store visitors into happy, loyal customers with highly relevant product touchpoints throughout the customer's initial and repeat journeys. With seamless Shopify integration, one-to-one personalization, A/B testing, over 20 pre-built and custom widgets, predictive search, dynamic filters, merchandising, I mean, literally everything you need, best-in-class support, it does it all. Vicely is the perfect solution for efficient e-commerce teams that are focusing on growing the business and not their workload. So start today and find out how Vicely can help accelerate the growth of your Shopify business. Visit Vicely.io or search for Vicely in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.